This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, it's general election season. The primaries are over, and I don't know if you went to the polls, but if you noticed, when you pulled the ballot, there were three parties on the primary ballot this time, Republican, Democrat, and Libertarian. And joining us now is the Libertarian choice for governor, Bill Gelineau. Welcome back to Stateside.
Glad I could be here again.
So when we last talked, we went over several of your positions, your platform, and we'll link to that that previous interview when we post this online. And you feel free to bring them up now, but I want to talk about horse racy kind of stuff. More generally, tell me what the Libertarian Party stands for versus the Republicans and Democrats. What sets you apart?
Well, I have a really interesting meme that we put together that I think is really intellectually honest that shows how we sometimes compare with Democrats. We agree with them very much on social views. We disagree with them on economic matters. With regard to the Republicans, we often disagree with them on many economic matters, but we disagree with them on some of their social views. So I think the thing that I like to say is we believe in freedom in all things, and in that way, we appeal to the best in each of the parties.
So how well does that resonate with voters?
Well, we're getting there, and I guess we're going to find out in November. You know, what I'm really proud of is the number of people after the election took place in that time period after that. I think we've signed up 150 people, which is really an amazing number of people who are willing to step forward to say, I'd like to be more involved. You know, our volunteer force has doubled, and we're really looking forward to the election, and our convention is coming up on the 25th in Romulus. We think that's another opportunity to speak to the public and to have them contrast our views with theirs, and really working very hard to win this thing.
So I want to talk about practical matters, and I don't mean to demean the Libertarian Party or your candidacy at all, but let's talk about some numbers here. The Democrats' choice for governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she got more than 585,000 votes. The Republican choice, Bill Schuette, got nearly 500,000 votes, and you got 3,503 votes. So what does that say to you?
Well, it says, number one, we should get all the precincts in because it's something over 4,000 votes, but that's a small thing for me.
That was with 100% is what I was told, but maybe
it's okay. I'm having a little fun with you. It's been said, you know, there's the way people tell lies, and then there's real lies, damn lies, and then there's statistics. You know, this is one of those things where the numbers may not matter, and here's why. I think most people looking at the Libertarian race said, you know, we're comfortable with either Bill or John because they stand for very much the same things. Whereas in the Republican and Democratic races, there were some very big differences between the candidates and a lot of vitriol that had been done. And so I know people that voted in those races simply because they didn't like somebody else. And I think what it spoke to in our race is that John and I were both acceptable to most Libertarians. I know Libertarians that voted in the Republican or the Democratic race.
So let's look at those numbers, though, those raw voting numbers in the primary. I know the primary is not the general, but it's the only measure we have at this point. It would seem that statistically speaking, winning the governor's seat is a real stretch for you. So what's the goal of your campaign?
To win the governor's race. And let me tell you why. I think a better example of where the numbers lie, we have to look back to 2016. Gary Johnson got 172,000 votes. I'm very proud of the fact that I'm going to announce right here today that Gary Johnson has endorsed my campaign. And I expect him to be here. I expect Bill Weld to be here. I expect some other national figures to come and help. The bottom line is that the Michigan Libertarian Party is a major party for the first time ever in Michigan history. We are a major party. I look at other states. They don't have a major status yet. So it's an opportunity for the Libertarian Party to be heard and to speak to its values. We have an unprecedented organization. And I think when we put all those things together, our expectations are pretty high. So 172,000 votes was pretty scary to the Clinton campaign when they lost the state by 9,000 votes. So I think we can have a real impact, and that alone, I think, changes the discussion.
Well, when you say an impact, I mean, in a spoiler role like that, or what kind of impact are you trying to make?
Well, that's certainly a starting point, but you know, what I'm working toward is to be included in the debates. I think what the values and the particular policy positions that we advocate are deserving of being in that discussion. One of the more disappointing things for me, I think back to when the League of Women Voters sponsored the debates and let the campaigns, they certainly negotiated a little bit in terms of time to be convenient to have all the candidates there. But it was really outside forces that decided when the debates were going to take place. Now, the Democrats and Republicans Republicans are gerrymandering the debates the same way they gerrymander districts. They're making it very difficult for any outside voice to be included.
In what way?
Well, the thing that I find really offensive is the intellectual side of it. You know, we had a statewide debate. It was broadcast on many of the networks. The four Republicans got together. On almost no real policy issue did they disagree, but all four were allowed to speak. And Jim Hines, nice man, but he had no more chance of being the Republican nominee than you might perceive my chance to be governor. And yet he was given the time because he's one of the four Republicans. Democrats did the same thing where they had no substantial policy differences, and yet they were allowed to all be on stage. And as it turns out, Shree, who spent $9 million, was not even close to being nominated. So I guess what I'm looking for is the opportunity to be the third voice at the table that the Libertarians have earned as a result of being a major party. And in doing so, we're going to give Michigan voters a true choice. And I think if the media and others hold the Republican and Democratic parties feet to the fire and require that they include me in the debates, my chances go up quite a bit.
I'm guessing part of the motivation is to continue to keep the Libertarian Party on the ballot, right? You do well, you're on the ballot again in 2 and 4 years, right? If that's the strategy, how long will it take before the Libertarian Party starts winning, I don't know, legislative races or a statewide office, something like that?
Well, I think that possibility may happen. I think predicting such a thing may be difficult. Certainly, some of the policy changes that we advocate is going to work us toward a situation where there may be something more inclusive. Most importantly, if I'm not elected governor, I intend to be involved in a process of bringing ranked choice voting to Michigan. Ranked choice voting passed in Maine in 2016, and not surprisingly, the Democratic Republican parties of Maine immediately challenged it in court. Our vision of that is to do a constitutional amendment.
Okay, why don't you explain what ranked choice voting
is? Sure. What that is essentially is a matter where once the votes are cast, if no one receives 50%, then the lowest candidate gets dropped and those votes get to be recast if they choose to for another candidate. And what it does is it helps build consensus. One of the things that I find most disturbing is that both of the main political, you know, the older political parties have become captive to their leadership groups, which have made them more radical and more left and more right. I believe ranked choice voting is the magic that we could bring to democracy to help ensure that we have more consensus. And really, as a candidate, that's who I hope to be. I've pledged to work with Democrats, Republicans, and independents to foster solutions. And I think that ranked choice voting is somewhat where we need to go next.
And that would help strengthen the Libertarian Party?
I think it would strengthen all of the voices that are not now considered. You know, even within the ranks of the Republican and Democratic Party, there are voices that are often muted because they don't have enough support within the party that they have to conform. Libertarians are very much about the marketplace of ideas, and I think ranked choice voting would help that work. I've talked about the Green Party, with whom I have some agreement, but many disagreements as well. But I think that they're deserving to be in the marketplace of ideas.
Day to day, between now and November, what are you going to be doing on the campaign? I mean, what's your day look like typically?
Well, seven opportunities today. We have a couple outreach events, and we have multiple media events, including newspaper, radio, and television. And so it's a lot of work. I'm very fortunate. We have 50 volunteers. I have no paid staff. And those 50 volunteers are increasing in size, and the teams and what they do are expanding. We've been very fortunate. We're fundraising. Of the ones that are in the race at this point, I'll certainly be third.
I want to ask you about something you just mentioned. The Libertarian Party members and Green Party supporters often call us and let us, and they believe that the reason the Libertarian Party and the Green Party don't get the kind of votes that they need is because there's a ban on them by media. Now, you've been on this station a few times, and you've been in other media. Do you feel the media are treating the lesser-known parties, Libertarian and Green Party, fairly or not?
Well, fair is a difficult word to use. What I'm concerned about is just journalistic integrity. You know, I give Michigan Public Radio a lot of credit for the opportunities that they've given us. But particularly when you look at the commercial television stations, commercial radio stations, just their language that they use. For example, I despise the term bipartisan. It suggests there are two parties. we really should be thinking of solutions. And in doing so, I think challenge them to include language that says, oh, by the way, I can tell you on election night, very few television stations even mentioned that there was a Libertarian primary. So it was just intellectually false, is lazy. And I think if the media held themselves to a higher standard, they would say, you know what, the Libertarian Party has earned an opportunity at the table. Maybe they won't maintain it 2 years from now, but this year they should be included. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that that voice is heard.
Bill Gelinow is the Libertarian nominee for governor. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, we could be here.